Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Computer Science Study Session. I'm here to guide you through one of the most fundamental topics in programming, programming constructs. If you're studying for your OCR GCSE, this is absolutely essential content that will appear across paper two, so let's make sure you really understand it. Today, we're focusing on the three building blocks that every single program uses: sequence, selection, and iteration. Think of these as the DNA of programming. Every app on your phone, every website you visit, every game you play, they all use these three constructs. Master these and you're well on your way to becoming a confident programmer. By the end of this session, you'll understand exactly what each construct does, when to use it, and most importantly, how examiners will test you on them. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive in. Let's start with sequence. This is the simplest construct, but don't underestimate it. Sequence means that instructions are executed one after another, in order from top to bottom. Think of it like following a recipe. First you crack the eggs, then you whisk them, then you pour them into the pan. The order matters. In programming, sequence is everywhere. When you write name equals input, what's your name? Age equals input, how old are you? Print hello, name. Those three lines execute in sequence. The computer doesn't jump around, it follows the order you've written. In your exam, you might be asked to trace through code and predict the output. Always remember, sequence means top to bottom, line by line. Now, selection. This is where your program makes decisions. Selection uses conditional statements, the most common being if statements. The program evaluates a condition and then chooses which path to take based on whether that condition is true or false. Here's a real-world analogy. Imagine you're at a fork in the road. There's a sign that says, if it's raining, go left to the covered route. Otherwise, go right to the scenic route. That's selection. Your program checks a condition. Is it raining? And then selects the appropriate action. In OCR exam reference language, you'll see this as, if condition then, do this, else, do that, end if. One crucial point for exams. Examiners love to test whether you understand the difference between the assignment operator, a single equal sign, and the comparison operator, a double equal sign. In selection statements, you're comparing values, so you need double equals. For example, if age equals equals 16, that's a comparison. But if you write age equals 16, that's assignment. You're setting age to 16, not checking if it is 16. This is a common mistake that costs candidates marks. Selection can also include else, if for multiple conditions, and you can nest if statements inside each other. The key is to ensure your logic is sound and your syntax is correct. Finally, iteration. This is the construct that lets your program repeat actions. We call these loops. There are two main types you need to know: for loops and while loops. A for loop is used when, you know, in advance how many times you want to repeat something. For example, if you want to print the numbers 1 to 10, you'd use a for loop. In Python, that's for I in range 10, print I. The loop runs exactly 10 times. For loops are count controlled. A while loop, on the other hand, is condition controlled. It keeps repeating as long as a condition remains true. For example, while password not equals correct password, ask for password again. You don't know how many times the user will get it wrong, so you use a while loop. The loop continues until the condition becomes false. Here's a critical exam tip. Examiners will often ask you to choose the appropriate loop type. If the question says repeat 5 times or for each item in a list, use a for loop. If it says repeat until the user enters a valid input or keep going while the score is less than 100, use a while loop. One more thing about iteration, infinite loops. If your while loop's condition never becomes false, the loop will run forever. This is a logic error, and examiners will test whether you can spot it. Always make sure your loop has a way to exit. Right, let's talk about how to maximize your marks in the exam. OCR paper 2 is worth 80 marks and lasts 1 hour 30 minutes. That's just over 1 minute per mark, so time management is crucial. When you're asked to write an algorithm, you can use OCR exam reference language, Python, C#, or Java, but pick one and stick with it. Don't mix syntax. Examiners are looking for correct logic and correct syntax. Even if your logic is perfect, incorrect syntax will lose you marks. Always use meaningful variable names. Instead of XYZ, use names like total score, username, attempt count. Examiners explicitly credit readability and maintainability in longer coding questions, especially those worth 6 marks or more. For file handling questions, and these come up regularly, remember the three steps. Open the file in the correct mode, perform your operation, and close the file. Failing to close the file is a specific penalty point. The buffer won't flush and your data won't be saved. Watch out for array indexing errors. Most languages use zero-based indexing, so an array of size 5 has indices 0 to 4, not 1 to 5. Trying to access index 5 will cause an error. And here's a big one. When you're writing selection statements, make sure you're using the comparison operator, not the assignment operator. If you write if score equals 10 with a single equals, you're assigning 10 to score, not checking if score is 10. Use double equals for comparisons. Finally, for those 6-mark algorithm questions, always consider edge cases. What happens if the input is 0? What if it's negative? What if the user enters text instead of a number? Handling these scenarios shows higher order thinking and will push you into the top mark band. Let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What are the 3 programming constructs? Answer: sequence, selection, and iteration. Question 2. Which loop would you use if you need to repeat an action exactly 10 times? Answer: A for loop because it's count controlled. Question 3. What's the difference between a single equal sign and a double equal sign? Answer: single equals is assignment. Double equals is comparison. Question 4. What are the 3 steps for file handling? Answer: open the file, perform the operation, close the file. Question 5. What is an infinite loop? Answer: a loop whose condition never becomes false, so it runs forever. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Okay, let's wrap up. Today we've covered the 3 programming constructs: sequence, which executes instructions in order; selection, which makes decisions using conditions; and iteration, which repeats actions using loops. Remember, sequence is top to bottom, selection uses if statements and comparison operators, and iteration uses for loops for fixed counts and while loops for conditions. Watch out for common mistakes like confusing assignment with comparison, forgetting to close files, and creating infinite loops. These constructs are the foundation of every program you'll ever write, and they're tested heavily in OCR paper 2. Practice writing algorithms, trace through code carefully, and always check your syntax. You've got this. Keep practicing, review your notes, and when exam day comes, you'll be ready. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next session. Happy coding!